Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. This is you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, a show that's passionate as we try and help you take control of your genes so you can live at the highest quality ever. Today, we've got a great, exciting show. You can ask questions, by the way. Send them to me for Howie Mandel. Yes, that Howie. He's going to talk about fibs and facts, or fibs or facts. It's FIBS or facts.com. It's facts about atrial fibrillation. Before that, we've got a wonderful set of stories this week, probably the best one. Well, there's several very good ones, but the best one is that the Washington Post ranked, actually they reported the ranking at the Washington Post, on the where each city in the top 50 cities in size ranked on the list of fitness using criteria for exercise, availability of exercise, looking at other things such as smoking rates, obesity rates, vaccination rates, etc. And guess what? You knew it was done in Washington, right? It was Washington ranked first. Cleveland right in the middle, 25. If you look, all our cities are ranked there because they're all in the top 50. Indianapolis, the home of the NCAA, the National College Athletic Association, 50th, dead last. Dead last, what does that mean? Well, it means that they probably are eating more burgers and fries. More people are obese, more people are smoking, fewer access to parks and recreation, less exercise in schools, less good food in schools. All those things were taken into account. And less exercise, even among the NCAA folk. So here's the challenge. What should we tell the NCAA to do? Second best story we'll get to is about whether you should take a statin or not. That is, statin routinely lower blood cholesterol, blood LDL cholesterol. Some of them raise HDL cholesterol, but their major effect seems to be in decreasing inflammation. Well, it turns out that those people who routinely took them, even healthy older adults, had less memory dysfunction as they got older. This isn't the first study on it. It's the fourth that we know of. We'll come back to that, because four is the major trigger. Four independent studies are the major trigger for us giving it a real age effect and us showing that it actually does have a benefit. Other really important story is one I love from our friend Brian Wansick at Cornell, where they looked at what you eat before you go to the supermarket or whether you go hungry and how much of the healthy versus unhealthy food. We'll get to that too. Affordable Care is giving antibiotics for, if you will, appendicitis. But what's the chance the person will have a recurrent appendicitis? What's the chance they'll run to the emergency room repeatedly or they'll get a busted appendix? Well, we'll come back to that story because that's an important one. Botox eases overactive bladder. Three studies published on it. Two studies come to the same result that it does so. One study shows doesn't do much for overactive bladder. Men and women, but this was studies of just women. The crap diet, it's not just prunes that get you to not have constipation. What about it? And in the second hour, if we don't get to it, the first hour, by the way, you can always listen to us on iHeartRadio. You can also listen to us on RadioMD.com. If you're outside your local listening area, we give you the top news of the week's medical news, as well as some wonderful guests to talk to you about how you can take control of your health. In the second hour, by the way, I'm a little tired today because I was down, and this dates the show, which we hate to do because we like to rerun some of them. And this one will probably be a rerun, but I was down watching a sporting event. That maybe takes it out of that. Late last night in another city that took me a couple hours to get back from. So I was there till around 11:30, and we had a 5:30 plane, which means 3 hours and 45 minutes by my Garmin analysis is how much I slept last night. So I'm a little, if you will, under the tired, but we're going to give you as exciting a show as I know how to give you. The other, of course, story is that there's another study that showed that odd omegas, this time in combination of walnuts and olive oil, decreased brain dysfunction. And in the second hour again, you can always listen to us if you're going out and you want to hear us, just come back on Tuesday, log in to RadioMD.com, and you can hear all the prior weekend show. But in addition, you can hear the shows 15 years back. Just log in to RadioMD.com, go to the You, the Owner's Manual radio show, go to the archives, and just plug it in and enjoy to your heart's delight. Well, anyways, on Gary Ginsberg, who's going to talk about, is there a link between cars in the United States or in China and breast cancer? Obama's plan to save U.S. pollinators. It's actually cutely written in the story, Obama's plan B, B-E-E, because it's the second plan, to save U.S. pollinators, that is to save the U.S. bee population. The third is the U.S. is in the middle of a controversy as the rest of the world has banned the wood preservative PCP. What have we done? Well, you'll see. And another wood story. Lumber Liquidators is now actively under the Department of Justice inquiry for mislabeling intentionally the Chinese wood imports. What about concussions? Well, we'll talk about those too. Does loss of consciousness do something long-term, even when you recover from it? And the answer is yes. It causes your brain to shrink. And we'll talk why it does that and how it does that. And as I said, the main story that we want to get to is cholesterol. Drugs are associated with 30% lower stroke risk, even if you have no reason to take the cholesterol management drugs. That's because they manage inflammation. And guess what? Concussions increase inflammation. Now, I've saved one of the great stories for the last bit of this segment. That is P53. We're really on a breakthrough period in cancer therapy, and one of those is relates to P53. P53 is the gene that produces something that you turn on, and that patrols the rest of your gene. So if you make a duplication that has an abnormal letter in it, you know, we only have four letters, A, C, G, T, but if you make one that is an abnormal letter in it or a mistypo, it's the thing. It patrols those genes and knocks that gene and kills that cell. Well, obviously in cancer cells, something else happens. And what they found is, one, you can prevent cancer by getting more vitamin D. It takes vitamin D2 and D3 to activate your cancer-fighting P53. But secondly, cancer cells, once they get started, will in fact produce something that inhibits P53's activation. It's like they put a shroud or a, if you will, a coat around P53 and try and lock it up. But they do worse than that. They actually kill it. And when we come back, we'll talk about how people are trying to recover their P53 function so that the cells, the cancer cells, are no longer inhibited from seeing their own P53. And can, in fact, knock themselves out and kill their own cancer cells. That's what we want to do, the immune killing of your own cancer cells. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Send me questions on fibrillation about UDOCS, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Are you truly fed up with that fat tummy? That growing muffin top which makes you feel bloated, sick and tired all the time? Then I have the answer for you. I am so ready to share my Flat Sexy Belly program so you can get rid of that swollen belly and at the same time feeling fabulous and energized the all-natural way. In my Flat Sexy Belly deep dive, you will heal your gut and at the same time lose weight, improve your energy, sharpen your mental focus, and even sleep deeper. Go to drsuzanne.com/FSB and enter promo code radio at the checkout for half off the program price. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/FSB and use the promo code radio. Get ready for the new you.
Whenever we talk about cancer, we always use the same word, someday. Someday there'll be a cure. Someday we won't lose the people we love. But when is someday? Someday is today. Thanks to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, hundreds of thousands diagnosed with blood cancer are today living a normal life. In the past 12 years, half the cancer therapies approved by the FDA were first approved for blood cancer patients, many with research supported by LLS. We are on the brink of life-changing breakthroughs. You can make these happen sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org. Help us make cures happen. Help us reach today sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mike from Healthy Talk. When RadioMD listeners call or email me, they often ask what they can do to revitalize their aging body. That's when I tell them about the team of life extension scientists who have compiled years of research to create AMPK Activator, a specialized dual extract formulation that supports AMPK activation for health optimization. What is AMPK? It's a master regulating switch for revitalizing aging cells. The clinically validated combination of gynostenopentaphyllum and rose hips plant extracts promotes mitochondria production and optimizes cell energy production. Found in every cell, AMPK promotes longevity factors that have been shown to extend life in numerous organisms. Increasing AMPK signaling turns off many damaging effects of aging, thus enabling cells to return to their youthful vitality. During the month of May, Life Extension is making you an incredible offer. Don't let the month pass by without visiting lifeextension.com/youth for a 50% discount on AMPK Activator. That's lifeextension.com/youth. Revitalize your aging cells today.
Whenever we talk about cancer, we always use the same word, someday. Someday there'll be a cure. Someday we won't lose the people we love. But when is someday? Someday is today. Thanks to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, hundreds of thousands diagnosed with blood cancer are today living a normal life. In the past 12 years, half the cancer therapies approved by the FDA were first approved for blood cancer patients, many with research supported by LLS. We are on the brink of life-changing breakthroughs. You can make these happen sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org. Help us make cures happen. Help us reach today sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Michael Roizen, MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. As I said, we get into P53 as it's one of the real potential cancer breakthroughs. There are four of them going on right now that are what we would call mind-shattering or cancer-shattering treatments. We'll talk about all of them, but P53 is my favorite because it's pretty easy to understand. P53 is a gene that reads all your other genes, so when you duplicate your cells, your P53 gene activates. It reads the cells. If the cell has an error, That is a typographical error from what it's supposed to be. It's like a spell checker. Typographical error, it either fixes it or kills the word, kills the cell. But cancer cells, one, you've got to activate your own P53. That takes a lot of vitamin D2, D3. So we're short of that in America. 80-90% of us are short of it. So we want you to take that. And secondly, the cancer cells produce their own protein that blocks the effect of P53. It essentially puts a lock around it or a shroud around it or a, what you might call it. It puts a sheet over it. And worse than putting the sheet over it, it tends to, when the P53 sends out its kill the cell, there's an error or something weird going on, it neutralizes that or it kills that. So part of what the advance is to find a way of knocking out the cancer cells' ability to inhibit your normal P53 activity. And that's what we call one of the breakthroughs. It's called galactins, are the proteins that do that, and that we'll see much more of in the next probably 3 to 5 years. We don't know whether it'll work. It's like the viruses and vaccines that are now being used, and we'll talk about those in the upcoming weeks, all of the advances. But that's one of the things. So what can you do in the immediate? What's the action step? The action step immediately, get your vitamin D. So in the summer, we always put on sunblock. We still want you to put on a sunblock. We like the zinc oxide micronized because that's it goes to work immediately and it stays on a little longer. It is colorless, odorless. It's just a physical block and it doesn't have other toxicity because it just sits on top of your skin. So as opposed to all the chemical sunblocks which seem to have activity against or with your liver, this doesn't. This actually, the micronized zinc oxide, and there are many different preparations, but look for those as the active ingredient, micronized zinc oxide. Now that I was about to take a sip of coffee, and I remember one of the great stories this week. We'll ask this as a question. I almost should ask this as a question for the answer line and give away a book or something for the first person who gets it right. But it's so outrageous, I'm going to just do it. What is a tablespoon of caffeine powder? You can buy it at health food stores. How much is a tablespoon of caffeine powder? How many tablespoons do you put in a glass of water or a cup of water? And I better answer that quickly. But if you want to, email me an answer at udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. And I'll just tell you that a tablespoon is 1,000 times the dose in a cup of coffee. 1,000 times. It's a lethal dose, matter of fact. A tablespoon of caffeine powder is a lethal dose of caffeine, enough to give you seizures and heart arrhythmias. Let's go back to where we were. The other top medical stories of the week, in addition to P53 needing vitamin D, this one is don't buy caffeine powder. Don't have it around because your kid may accidentally miss overdose on it. One teaspoon is like 160 cups of coffee. It's ridiculous how powerful the caffeine powder is. Don't have it any place near your home because your kid may accidentally, your kids, grandkids, friends, kids, whatever, may accidentally come over and use it. Don't buy this stuff. Coffee is good, but not in the 1,000 times a cup of coffee immediately from caffeine powder dose. We were also going to talk about this wonderful study that Brian Wansick did where there were three groups. One group was asked to eat an apple before they went shopping. One group a cookie before they went shopping. One group nothing before they went shopping. Guess what? The group that ate an apple before it went shopping ate much smaller amounts of food, 28% less food, and about 30% more fruits and vegetables. So it got them to buy less, to buy healthier, and to do that routinely. So the message is an apple a day keeps everybody else away because you don't overeat, and it's a good thing. An apple a day keeps every doctor away. So it really is true. The apple a day did work to decrease the total amount purchased, to increase the fruits and vegetables purchased. And apparently, if you have an apple right before you go to eat, you will want to buy more apples rather than buying cookies. Really impressive work by Brian Wansick as the top story in the Wellness 4Play story of the week. Wellness 4Play, of course, is you do things beforehand and you will keep and get well. The affordable care, but the best quality. You know, during the Cold War, when soldiers were on ships, the nuclear submarines, they were down for extended periods of time. And you'd say, well, what did they do if they got appendicitis or they got a serious illness that required surgery? Well, what they did was they got antibiotics. There was no one on the ship. Now, there's some great stories about transfers between destroyers and other ships during Vietnam War that I can tell you, where there's one dock is calling to another dock on the ship's navigation system. So he took him through both giving anesthesia and doing an appendectomy. But what they did after this period is on the nuclear subs, they gave them antibiotics, and it seemed to work. We don't have any long outcome data that the Navy gave us. But this is a study of about 1,600 people who were offered the chance of having an antibiotic rather than surgery for appendicitis. And it, at least in the short term, they did as well. And when they had to have surgery after recurrent appendicitis, they seem not to have a rupture. That is, the worry about appendicitis is not that your appendix gets infected, but that it busts. And when it busts, it spreads infection throughout your abdomen, which gives you a real serious life-threatening illness called septicemia. Well, in this data, that's why you do appendectomies early on in the process. And that's why they became so popular rather than giving antibiotics. Well, it turns out that giving the antibiotics, the cases weren't any worse off. We don't have long-term data. There will be long-term data. But this is an evidence of trying to be cost-conscious, making care more affordable. It may be safer and better, decreasing the risk of surgery and anesthesia. We don't know that. We'll wait long-term data. We're now going to turn in this next segment to talk about atrial fibrillation and fibs or facts. Fibsorfacts.com is the website we want you to go to, because every time you answer questions on that, the National Stroke Association gets $1 more. We'll be right back.
Remember when Grandpa used to slip a little whiskey into his coffee? Well, we sure don't recommend that to anyone. But if you want your coffee to be maximized, then spike it with Java Jolt from Action Energy. What is Java Jolt? Action Energy specifically designed Java Jolt for the coffee drinker to add a jolt to your cup so that your coffee will now be chock full of a special blend of healthy nutrients and minerals like ginseng, green tea extract, vitamins B6 and B12, caffeine, and vitamin C. Now, that's the kind of coffee I like. Java Jolt and the complete line of Action Energy Nutritional Energy Shots are available at selected retail stores. Go to actionenergyae.com for more information. actionenergyae.com. Action Energy is the proud sponsor of Drs. Oz and Royson Articles and Health Tips on Radio MD.
Her Radio with Michelle King Robeson.
I'm going to be totally honest because that's all I know how to do and my life is an open book anyway. Give me a tip to develop a deeper connection with myself, right? That's what I'm struggling with.
The short answer is to do less in general and make it more meaningful.
And Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
My friend and colleague, Dr. Regina Benjamin, who's the 18th Surgeon General of the United States.
Thank you for having me and thank you both for what you do to get the health message and public health messages out there.
The naked truth about women.
Michelle, what comes to your mind?
Friendships.
Oh, okay.
Healthy women cultivating friendships. I mean,
we bond.
Right, exactly.
We bond like there's no tomorrow, and it's so healthy, and there's so much scientific research.
Listen live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
Breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer deaths among women in the United States. Better screening and treatment have contributed to a decline in breast cancer deaths. However, not all women have benefited equally from these improvements. Black women have the highest death rate from breast cancer compared to any other racial or ethnic group. We can all help reduce deaths from breast cancer. Healthcare professionals can ensure that women get the tests and treatment they need on time. Patient navigators can help guide women through the healthcare system so they get the care they need. Women need to educate themselves about breast cancer and talk to their healthcare provider about how to reduce their risk. The full benefit of breast cancer screening is achieved when every woman receives adequate screening, timely follow-up, and high-quality treatment. Learn more at www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Michael Royzen, MD. Here's Dr. Mike.
And we're privileged today to have Howie Mandel. Yes, that Howie Mandel, the great game show host. He's a comedian, TV personality, who's used to making people laugh. But we're going to ask him about a serious subject. That is, he has a role in a campaign called Fibs or Facts. He's, I think, 60 years old, and he grew up near where I grew up. I grew up in Buffalo. He grew up on the northern side of the border, which is now that fabulous town of Toronto. And since the Cleveland Clinic has relationships both on both sides of the border, I can't resist the great nature of Mr. Mandel. Should I call you Howie or Mr. Mandel?
You call me, no, call me Howie. And what do you mean you can't resist my nature? What is that?
Well, meaning you're so, I mean, I look at people in Canada as being both more polished and more friendly and more fun than they are in the United States.
I think I'm friendly and fun. I don't know that I'm more polished. I don't know that I represent the country in that. I think when you think polished, Howie Mandel, my name does not come to mind.
So how did this happen that you got involved in something called fibs or facts?
Well, I got to tell you that I am I have my own mental health issues that I've been dealing with my whole life. So which have kept me away from the medical profession. You know, I didn't go to doctors and I don't get checkups. So as luck would have it, about 5 or 6 years ago, I was doing a television show. I was actually in Toronto doing a television show. And when you start a television show, part of the business of television is they take out insurance policies on performers, directors, producers, you know, to make sure because the network or whoever's buying the show is spending a great amount of money on the show. So they buy insurance policies. And to that end, they send an MD to wherever you are to give you a checkup, and he or she will tick off all the boxes and tell the insurance company that they believe that you can survive the duration of the production, so therefore it's okay for the network to put money into it, and they're insured if something should go wrong. So I was in a hotel, not even with the rest of the cast of the show. And it's a very surfacey kind of checkup. You know, it's like 5 questions and barely a touch. And the guy puts the stethoscope to my chest, and he goes, uh-oh. And I'm not a medical expert, though I did play one on TV for years in the 80s. I was on a show called Thing Elsewhere. I really don't know that much about it, but I will tell you, I know that uh-oh is probably medical terminology for something's not fantastic. So I asked him what the uh-oh was, and he said, you're an AFib, and which sounded like Latin to me. I had no idea what he was saying, and I said, what does that mean? And he goes, your heartbeat is irregular, and how long have you been in this condition, or are you aware of this condition? I said, I didn't know it was conditioned. I didn't know I was in it now, so to know that I was in it now, I mean, to not know I was in it now, I find it very difficult to tell you when this ignorance began for me. I have no idea what this is, but he goes, this can be dangerous, and if you have any, and I didn't, I think I'm, you know, ignorance is bliss, and I'm blissful for, you know, when I'm not suffering with my OCD and anxiety and that, I did not feel anything. You know, I have a crazy schedule. And due to that crazy schedule, at times I'm, you know, very tired and I could be dizzy. But these are not
necessarily. So many people know you're on one TV show, but part of the crazy schedule is you're doing more than one and you do a lot of personal appearances.
Well, I do up to 200 live dates a year, stand-up comic. I do, like, as I speak to you now, I'm in New York. But on Friday, what's today? Today's Saturday. On Thursday morning at 7 o'clock, I started doing meetings in New York and then went over and did the Jimmy Kimmel show at 5, 6 o'clock. After the Jimmy Kimmel show, I jumped on a plane and flew to New York and landed in New York at 3 in the morning. I got picked up at my hotel at 7 in the morning and spent all day the premiere of AGT, America's Got Talent. I shot all day till 1 in the morning last night, you know, or this morning. So it was almost 3 hours sleep in 24 hours. That's pretty normal schedule for me. I know that it's crazy. I love what I do. I feel like the luckiest guy in the world. So for me to feel, you know, if I would focus on how I felt, you know, for me to feel a little bit tired or feel somewhat out of sorts might not be, I wouldn't chalk it up to any issue besides my schedule. So he says, you should go to the hospital right away because I don't have any gauge in as far as how long this has been going on. If this has been going on for a long time and you've been in this condition, it's very dangerous. I subsequently learned that AFib, atrial fibrillation, not due to a heart valve problem, is this irregular electrocardial problem. And it's just not my heart muscle, but the electrical, you know, your heart gets a little shock. And then
right, let me do a diversion for
you, but a listener who may not know, your heart gets a little shock like an engine, like a spark plug, and the full of your heart contracts, and that's what pumps out from the area, the cylinders in your heart. And if that is irregular, or if it's, the heart can't fully contract before another shot comes in, you're pulling out all the blood. The blood could live in your ventricle or your, and you could have blood clots and your chance of throwing a stroke or, you know, or getting some sort of blood clot. Did not know that. What I learned subsequently is that over 6 million Americans have this, that if you have it and don't take care of it, you're 5 times more likely to have a blood clot or a stroke and cause death, but it can be controlled and you can take care of it. So I learned this, and I'm taking care of it, and I'm doing fine, and I'm still maintaining that schedule, and I feel good. But what was scary was I didn't know I had it, and a lot of people don't know they have it. And if you don't know you have it and you don't take care of it, it can be dangerous. So I partnered with the lovely people at Bristol Myers Squibb and Pfizer, and we came up with this fibsorfacts.com website. And I'm telling you,
which is a very fun website.
Pardon me?
It is a very fun website. It is Fibs or Fact, and you get a questionnaire. I think it's 10 questions. I can't remember. Maybe 9.
You say questionnaire. I say it's a quiz. It's more fun. There are questions. You get scored. There are fantastic pictures of me, which is worth the price of admission. It's absolutely free. So you can play a game, maybe learn something. I hope you learn something. But for everybody that goes to that and takes the quiz, Bristol Myers Squibb and Pfizer will donate $1 to the National Stroke Association. So it is a win-win situation. So I'm on this little campaign to not only inform people about atrial fibrillation, but to tell people to go to fibsorfacts.com.
And so fibsorfacts.com, if you go there, they've already donated $35,000, I think it is, to the National Stroke Association. And we'll donate up to 30,000 more, or one or the other, but it's close to that. And so anytime you take the test on Fibs or Facts, or get one of your friends to. So the message here is, one, go there, have fun. You'll see some pictures of Howie, and you'll learn an awful lot. And this is a increasing problem. When we come back, we'll talk a little more about Fibs or Fact and a little more about Howie Mandel. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show on Radio MD. Stay well.
How would you like to turn back the clock to a more youthful you without surgery or painful injections in the comfort of your own home? A weekly Purigenix collagen mask and daily serum application will make your face look smoother, lift sagging and loose skin, and restore the promise of youth to skin weakened by aging, sun damage, and acne scarring. This amazing product has been sold only to plastic surgeons and skincare professionals, but Purigenix is offering it to the listeners of Dr. Suzanne Wellness for Life Radio for $300 below the retail price with free overnight shipping. Simply go to drsuzanne.com/collagen to receive this special offer and turn back time to a sexy, younger you. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/collagen.
Her Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
We're talking about loving ourselves. You know, how many times have we seen women looking for external validation? This is pretty common, isn't it, Dr. Thomas?
This is really what I call the pain point for human beings.
And Michelle King Robeson.
Ambien now is the first drug in the country where it's a different dose for men than women. The first one.
The naked truth about women.
Pay attention to your body. Okay, that's number one. And that's like a what I call a KGO, keen grasp of the obvious. Okay, let's do it. Now, what's the next one? Come on, Michelle, let's rock and roll.
No processed foods. If you can't pronounce it, you can't eat it. Okay.
And then get your annual exams. You know the ones you've canceled 13 times already? Okay.
Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.
It's time to revitalize your aging cells. The team of Life Extension scientists have compiled years of research to create AMPK Activator, a specialized dual extract formulation that supports AMPK activation for health optimization. What is AMPK? It's a master regulating switch for revitalizing aging cells. The clinically validated combination of Gynostemma pentaphyllum and rosehips plant extracts provides nutrient support for youthful AMPK levels. During the month of May, Life Extension is making you an incredible AMPK offer. Don't let the month pass without visiting lifeextension.com/youth for a 50% discount on AMPK Activator. lifeextension.com/youth. Revitalize your aging cells today and get 50% off the price of AMPK at lifeextension.com/youth.
Can you tell if the surfaces in this kitchen are crawling with bacteria that could cause chronic arthritis? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. Wash surfaces, utensils, and hands frequently with soapy water while preparing food, especially when handling raw meats or eggs. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by cleaning with soap and water as you go. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
RadioMD.com. It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Royson, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. We're talking to Howie Mandel. I almost said Dr. Howie Mandel because he described what happens in a heart better than most physicians can describe it. That is, you have an electrical signal, often starts in the pulmonary veins, and that goes through your AV node and goes to the ventricles, and that's what stimulates the ventricle, which is the thick part of the muscle, to contract. It contracts, pumping blood out to the rest of the body. And so we say there are problems with the electrical system, there are problems with blood flow, and there are problems with muscle. So there are three problems you can get to. One of the most interesting things, and it's very well done in this website, Fibs or Facts, is that atrial fibrillation is a leading and increasing cause of problems because as we age, it's more common. And we don't know really why. We think it's due to hardening of the pulmonary venous system. That is something happening in veins, and it happens. There obviously is a genetic component to it, but it is a largely, we think, environmentally triggered process in many people. To show you how he said that he discovered it his own during an insurance exam for being able to if you will, key man insurance, when he was going back on a TV show and they wanted to make sure he was able to survive the TV show rigors. But that it's not unusual that people don't know they're in atrial fibrillation. one of the things that has happened with the iPhone and other things can tell you a story about that. When the iPhone was recently, if you will, spread, one of the things the iPhone does is you can put its surface against your chest and it will tell you your electrocardiogram, or it will print out your or display your electrocardiogram. Well, they did this in a group of about 350 physicians that were at the Cleveland Clinic for a conference. And it turned out, they did this just to show how easy it was. This is probably a year and a half ago. And unbeknownst to them, it was two of the physicians had significant atrial fibrillation and needed would have been advised to get treatment immediately. Those physicians didn't know they had atrial fibrillation. It was totally unbeknownst to them, and if you hadn't have done the iPhone electrocardiogram, they still may not know. That's how it wouldn't be known, and yet you would have the same severe risk of side effects, that increase in stroke risk that is common with atrial fibrillation. So do go to fibsorfacts.com, fibs or facts. It's a FIBSORFACTS, two S's.com, and take the quiz. It gets an extra dollar for the National Stroke Association, as the sponsors of the website donate that and have donated, I think it's over $35,000 last year and over $30,000 this year towards that goal. Howie, how did you, once you discovered you had atrial fibrillation, what happened next? Was there anything serious that happened to you?
Well, the truth be told is I didn't want to take care of it. I don't like going to the doctor. It's not as enjoyable as talking to one on the radio. So I eventually got really tired and sick, but I started taking care of it, and I went and took care of it. And there are what I learned and kind of educated myself to it is there are many, many possibilities in managing this issue. And the key is manage the issue, and it's very manageable. And, you know, you said it's becoming more prevalent in people over 50, and I just imagine that's because people over 50 are more, they're probably more apt to go get a checkup, whereas young people weren't. What I have been, and just because I've been so public about it, it's amazing who gets it, you know, who has come up to me. And it's young and old and men and women and people who are in shape. You know, if you look at me, I don't think you'd think that I would have a heart issue. You know, I've run, and continue to today, run 7 miles a day, just about every day. I'm in good physical shape, you know, but medically, so I don't know if, you know, I can't speak to what causes it. I don't know that whether it's genetic, whether it's stress, whether it was my diet. I don't know what. I can just tell you that over 6 million people are diagnosed with it right now. And I would imagine, as you just said, you know, you guys were testing an iPhone app, and doctors didn't even know they had it. So you can imagine how many or what percentage of the listeners right now may have it and not even know that they have it. So it's worthy of, you know, bringing it up to your doctor, going to fibsorfacts.com, talking to somebody. And I guarantee you that if you don't have it, somebody you know or somebody in your family will have it. And information is the first line of defense.
Right. I think it must, and I don't know this, I can't remember the data on it, and I should have looked it up. And I can probably find it at the Fibs or Fact website, but it is around 2.25% of all Americans have it. But I think it is, if you look at it, it's probably about 1% of 50-year-olds, about 3% of 60-year-olds, about 5% of 70-year-olds, and about 10% of 80-year-olds, and it keeps going up. So there is an
but
age.
I know, I actually know, I know people in their 20s and 30s that have it.
Yes. No. There, it is. It doesn't spare any age, but it does get more common as we get older.
Okay.
And but that doesn't mean any. It does mean, in fact, you are exactly right. You need to take precautions against strokes. if you have it. And in some cases, you need to take precaution against too rapid heart rate. But the main thing is to get to a physician so that it can be managed and you can get to a specialist. There now are a number of people who specialize in the treatment of atrial fibrillation. So it is important. So FIBS or FACS, F-I-B-S or FACS is the website, FibsorFacts.com. And I want to thank Howie for both his making us all happier and laughing more, as well as his service in Fibs or Facts and helping raise awareness on atrial fibrillation. Thank you.
Well, thank you, sir. And watch, this Tuesday night is the premiere of the 10th anniversary of America's Got Talent on NBC.
America's Got Talent on NBC Tuesday night. That is a wonderful thing, and I'm hoping that the Cleveland Cavaliers are running away with the game enough so that I can watch that on a second TV.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Take care. Thank you. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show. You can listen to the second hour always at RadioMD.com or hopefully on your local station. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening.
Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
What we have to do now is we have to demand at the highest levels, National Institutes of Health and big funders, that before any study is done, that male and females are both included and that the sex differences are teased out.
And Michelle King-Robson.
Only 37% of clinical trials today are done on women, and that had to be passed by Congress to even get that done.
The Naked Truth About Women.
We as physicians are now being asked to look at many of these medications, start at the lowest dose possible in women.
And the FDA said that too, that, you know, just prescribe the lowest dose. But we need to review all drugs for women.
Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.